Module 3. Express yourself. Three A. Reading. Listening and speaking, page 43.
Do you have true friendships? Think of your friends, from the ones you spend considerable time with to those you just chat with on social media. How many of them are really your friends? How many just offer artificial closeness? How can you tell the difference? In his ethical masterpiece, The Nicomachean Ethics, the eminent philosopher Aristotle turns his brilliant mind to the problem of what true friendship actually is. Aristotle views the good life as requiring not only virtue, an internal good that you are largely responsible for, but also external goods, which facilitate virtue and are enjoyable in themselves. Such things include being well off financially, educated, reasonably healthy, having decent luck, and having good friends. The question of what a friend is, therefore, holds great importance for him. As with all of Aristotle's virtues, friendship, or philia as he calls it, is the midway point between two vices. A lack of it leads to the vice of egoism and a detached coldness, while the person who is too friendly with everyone is also vicious in their own way. Aristotle would agree that the friend to all is a friend to none. To be a self-actualized person, in the Aristotelian sense, you need to master the art of genuine friendship. He defines three sorts of friendship. The friendship of utility is the first. These friendships are those of the materialist, based on what the two people involved can do for one another, and often have little to do with the other individual as a person at all. Such friendships as this include offering hospitality or gifts for purely selfish motivations. These friendships lack sincerity and can end rapidly as soon as any possible use for the other person is gone. The second is the friendship of pleasure. These are the friendships where you choose to associate with someone based on enjoyment of a shared activity and the pursuit of fleeting pleasures and emotions. The guy who you go to a football game with, but would never be able to tolerate seeing anywhere else, is this kind of friend. Aristotle declares it to be an immature friendship of the young. This is, again, an often short-lived friendship, as people's interests may vary, causing them to suddenly lose a connection. In both of these friendships, the other person is not being valued in themselves, but as a means to an end. Pleasure in one and some useful thing in the other. While these are listed as lesser friendships due to the motive, Aristotle is open to the idea of the final and greatest form of friendship finding its genesis in these categories. The final category is true friendship. These are the people you bond with and like for themselves, the people who push you to be a better person. The motivation is that you care for the person themselves, and therefore the relationship is much more stable than the previous two categories. These friendships are few and far between, because people who make the cut are hard to find. Aristotle laments the rarity of such friendships, but notes they are possible between two virtuous people with empathy who can invest the energy and time needed to create such a bond. While Aristotle encourages us to seek the pure friendship, he doesn't necessarily think you are a bad person for having friends of the previous two sorts. We all have them, after all. The real problem is when you fail to grasp that they are of the lower kind and make no effort to find better relationships. Aristotle was explicit in his opinion. While friendships of virtue are rare and might take time to form, they offer formidable benefits and greater resilience over time. In a world of hyperconnectivity and ever-increasing social interactions, the question of what friendship really is has never been more pertinent. The guidance of Aristotle, with his views of differing relationships and the potential for improvement, is much needed in our modern world.